Aquí comienza Deportivo Internacional, un programa de La Voz de América. Les informa Henry Llanos. En el baloncesto de la NBA, los Cleveland Cavaliers ganaron con cierta comodidad el miércoles por marcador de 117-104 a los Celtics de Boston en el primer partido de la final de la Conferencia del Este. LeBron James humilló a cada uno de los defensores que Boston le puso enfrente y los Cavaliers no perdieron en absoluto el ritmo tras el largo descanso para seguir invictos en esta postemporada. James totalizó 38 puntos, 9 rebotes y 7 asistencias. Anotó a placer en la primera mitad y los Cavaliers edificaron una delantera de 26 puntos. Love abrió espacios para James, atinando tiros de media distancia y obligando a que Boston marcara al astro de Cleveland solo con un hombre en varias ocasiones. Avery Bradley y Jay Crowder encabezaron a los Celtics con 21 puntos por cabeza. Isaiah Thomas agregó 17 unidades, en tanto que el dominicano Al Horford sumó 11 puntos, 8 rebotes y 6 asistencias. Boston erró 11 de sus primeros 14 disparos. El segundo encuentro de la serie está programado para mañana viernes. En el fútbol internacional, un doblete de Cristiano Ronaldo colocó al Real Madrid a un punto de conquistar su primer título de la Liga Española desde 2012 al golear el miércoles por 4-1 al Celta de Vigo. Cristiano marcó al comienzo de cada tiempo, Karim Benzema y Toni Kroos también anotaron y el Real Madrid liquidó un partido reprogramado que debía jugarse en febrero por mal clima en el estadio del Celta. Antes de la última fecha de la temporada, el fin de semana, el Madrid se despegó a 3 puntos de su escolta, el Barcelona. Al conjunto dirigido por Zinedine Zidane le basta un empate el domingo en la cancha del Málaga para levantar la corona, que también puede adjudicarse si el equipo de Lionel Messi no gana al Eibar. Pero si el Barça triunfa y el Madrid cae, el trofeo irá a las arcas del equipo catalán, que derrotó a los merengues en la campaña, lo que constituye el primer criterio de desempate. El francés Zinedine Zidane, entrenador del Real Madrid, afirmó tras la victoria de su equipo ante el Celta de Vigo por 4-1 en Balaídos que a la liga todavía le falta, no está sentenciada, y que deben ir a Málaga a ganar el partido, pese a que les vale un punto para proclamarse campeones. Queda lo más difícil todavía. Era importante el encuentro para seguir sumando. Ahora sabemos lo que nos jugamos. Lo que hay que hacer es recuperar bien porque hemos dado muchísimo físicamente, comentó el técnico del Real Madrid. Y la Conmebol quiere que Sudamérica organice el Mundial de 2030 con una candidatura conjunta de Argentina y Uruguay, lo que allanaría el camino para la propuesta tripartita de la CONCACAF para 2026, afirmó el miércoles el presidente de la Confederación Sudamericana, Alejandro Domínguez. Estados Unidos, México y Canadá presentaron una candidatura conjunta para 2026 y la FIFA anunció recientemente que cualquier otro interesado en licitar por ese torneo tiene hasta agosto para anunciar oficialmente su intención debido a las restricciones de la rotación de continentes. Rusia, Europa albergará el Mundial en 2018 y Qatar, Asia en 2022. Las únicas otras regiones que podrían aspirar son Sudamérica y África. La preferencia de Sudamérica por 2030 deja la vía libre para la CONCACAF, tomando en cuenta que ningún país africano tendría la infraestructura y los recursos necesarios para organizar el primer mundial de 48 equipos.
Están escuchando Deportivo Internacional, un programa de La Voz de América.
La Federación Inglesa de Fútbol aprobó la aplicación de sanciones retrospectivas en casos de simulación durante su Asamblea General Anual en el estadio londinense de Wembley. El engaño exitoso a un árbitro, ya sea por una caída exagerada o por una falsa lesión, puede ser castigado ahora con una suspensión de 2 partidos. Los incidentes serán examinados por una comisión formada por un exentrenador, un exjugador y un exárbitro que analizarán las imágenes de manera independiente. Si los 3 comparten la opinión de que hubo una simulación, el jugador será sancionado con esos 2 partidos. Esta asociación de fútbol de Inglaterra, por ejemplo, sigue el ejemplo de la Federación Escocesa que introdujo esta medida. Y hasta aquí Deportivo Internacional de La Voz de América.
What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know. Amazing things that can come from some terrible life.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater. Straight up from nothing we go. Higher than the highest skyscraper. Now a little league we measure. The proof is in the paper. We put the good.
Team still stay the same, stay down from the jump and they never change. Man, it's a moment I could never trade. Yeah, I told my moms not to stress no more. Go hit the Bentley store and no credit card debts no more. I bought the crib and it's an escrow now, so you don't never have to worry about how you gon' pay rent no more. I put my team in position, now they making a killing. Stacking blue faces straight to the ceiling. Out in Vegas, I'm with them, ordering bottles of the Ace when they send them. Till it ain't enough space up on the table to fit them. Go ahead and
raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater. Straight up from nothing we go. Higher than the highest skyscraper. Now a little league we measure. The proof is in the paper. We put the good in the good in the good life.
The good
we put
life.
The good in the good in the good
I
life.
Said the good
we
life. Clico in a glass, have a toast to success. No looking back from here, no more being broke and distressed. I put my heart into this game like I open my chest. We only pray for more M's while you hope for the best. We make these plays, man, I'm finessing these checks. Time's up for everybody, I'm collecting old debts. And I swear this champagne just tastes better on jets. I'm just out here being great, man, this is real as it gets. I put my team in position, now they making a killing. Stacking blue faces straight to the ceiling. Out in Vegas, I'm with them, ordering bottles of the Ace when they send them, till it ain't enough space up on the table to fit them. Go ahead and
raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater.
each other. Just look at us right now. Best in, we're so good right now. Legend, here's to you and I. Raise them to the sky.
Border Crossings, that's called The Good Life. It's G-E-Z-N-K Lani. The song is featured in the soundtrack of the film The Fate of the Furious, which is the eighth film in the Fast and the Furious series, which stars Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Ludacris and quite a few others about race cars and you know, fast-paced action movie, if you like that kind of thing. But G-Eazy is a rapper whose real name is Gerald Gillum. And Kehlani has just put out her debut album, Sweet Sexy Savage. And she's doing well. She used to be in a group called Pop Life. Both of them, G-Eazy and Kehlani, are from Oakland, California. I'm Larry London, and we're in the last 17 minutes of the show, Border Crossing. So we'll do the Facebook word of the day in just a few minutes. So hang around. That's coming up in a bit. I want to say hello and howdy to the folks at AfraCell in Sierra Leone, tuned in to 102.4 FM. So hello, AfraCell, and thank you for listening. To Fadzwa Sithole's in Zimbabwe, and we love to hear from Zimbabwe. James Addy, a longtime listener, checked in. Abodai Manny is with us. Thetna Ayalu and Owalu England Geographers. So thank you all for checking in on Facebook.com/VOA. Larry London, everyone's there to get the Facebook word of the day, so they have a chance to win the Now 62 CD we're going to be giving away in just a short time. Here's a request from Richard Adam, and Richard listens in Ghana to 98.1. It's George Benson, and he's on Broadway. Quit till I'm a star on Broadway.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Sings Rihanna, and that's a request from Ishmael Kanu, who is listening to us today. Kaveh Mad is with us. Omar Koaded is also tuned in to Border Crossings. That's called The Only Girl in the World, and Ishmael said play it for my girl, Zina Ba. Now, Rihanna's in the news for a couple of reasons. She's nominated for a pile of Billboard Awards, which will be handed out this coming up weekend, May 21st. Is the date for the Billboard Award show. She'll be there. Not supposed to perform, but she'll probably be on stage, I would guess, at least once throughout the night, accepting her award for all the different categories she's in, for her singing, for top female artist, for top R&B album, R&B song, the list goes on. She's nominated in quite a few categories. She will also be at the Cannes Film Festival in France, which is going on May 17th through the 28th. And she is there to unveil her brand new jewelry collection. She's worked with Chopard, and she has a new line of jewelry with her name on it. and she'll be showing that off in France. What a tough life she lives. And recently, a couple of weeks ago, she was at a Dior fashion show, which took place in the desert. In the middle of the heat, in the desert, there's Rihanna wearing a huge fur coat. She put on a fur, it's 100 degrees, and she's wearing a fur coat. Only Rihanna can get away with that. And right after that, the folks at PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, wrote her a letter, reached out to her and said, "Hey, Rihanna, we would love it if you would donate your fur coat collection to the Syrian refugees who will be freezing this winter because they are homeless." So far, no response from Rihanna on that. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, making our way through the Thursday show. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now for the first caller at 202-619-2077 with our Facebook word of the day. You're going to win the Now 62 CD right now if you're the first caller with our Facebook word of the day. 202-619-2077. That's the phone number. While we go to the phone to find that lucky listener who wins the Now 62 CD, we're going to listen to The Weeknd, who is here in D.C. this week. This is a request from Ernest Ampansa for Gloria Endo in Ghana, and I Feel It Coming on Border Crossings.
Tell me what you really like. Maybe I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I'm just trying to be faded off this touch. We don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you can do. Just a simple touch.
Border Crossings, the weekend. I feel it coming, babe. Yes, and we'll be coming back. Hey, there it is, the Facebook word of the day. Back, Silas Dedia in Accra. Knew that name. Congratulations, Silas. That is our Facebook word of the day. Back. And we will be back tomorrow with our final Border Crossings for the week and our last chance to know the Facebook word of the day and claim the now 62 CD. Silas, thank you for listening, and congratulations. And tomorrow, we play a Teddy Afro song for our friends throughout Ethiopia on the show tomorrow. And so make sure you're with us and spread the word. Francis Kaparvi is also listening and a new listener to our program. So we're glad you're with us as well. Thank you, Wagner and Vincent. Thanks to you for tuning into the show. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. And keep your requests and dedications coming. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.